This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We got to talk about the dating app trolls. There's a study that we've been just kind of scratching the surface on from Australia. They looked at people and how they use dating apps, and they found out that turns out women on dating apps troll just as often as men. And we can get into that with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And Cody.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. You can call in toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first on Skype. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it, and you're good to go to call us from that point forward. And that is what Aaron is doing in Oklahoma. He's one of the hosts of Liberty Lampoon. Hey, Aaron.
What's up, man?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called about, there's a police officer in my town here. It's a suburb of Tulsa. This police officer, I believe that I've called about him before, but his name is Mike Denton, and there was a video of him that went viral years back of him elbowing a detained and cuffed man in the face repeatedly while he was in the police station. So the city ended up settling on that. He got his job back as well as back pay and cost the city some $300,000.
Wow. They gave him his job back after he was basically found responsible for doing something violent.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, the video went viral.
And you said this was Tulsa PD?
It's actually Owosso PD.
Okay.
Which is just a suburb of Tulsa.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Fast forward, after he's gotten his job back, he is in a high-speed chase through our town. And the guy being chased spins out in a nearby town. He is tased, then cuffed, and then Mike gets there after he's been detained and pulls up with his shotgun and starts bashing him in the head with the butt of his shotgun.
This is after he's already been handcuffed.
Yes. Okay. The man was, I know for a fact that at least one of his hands was in handcuffs. At that point, he drops below the level of the front of the police cruiser, right? But he had already been tased. You know, there's no way that he was capable of doing any harm.
And really, how many other cops were on the scene initially? So, I mean, before Mike, the really bad cop, shows up, how many other bad cops were there?
There were at least two, but also it's important to note that the two were from a different town, and they reported Mike for doing this, okay?
Huh.
So for like, they actually were the ones who filed the complaint on him, which I thought was interesting, just because I'm, you know, usually these podunk towns around here, there's kind of like a good old boy network going on, you know, and they kind of stick
together for sure in a lot of places.
Right.
He must have crossed somebody. He must have made somebody mad in the department.
Yeah. Well, there's more to that, but okay. He was just acquitted, just like this week of you know, excessive use of force or whatever on this guy.
By a jury?
By a jury, yes.
Yeah. Jeez. So there's video of this dude smashing the butt of a shotgun into a man's skull.
Yes.
And
I mean, you don't actually see it going into his skull. You just see him taking the gun and repeatedly jamming it down. You know that the guy is down there.
Well, right. But then you would presumably have like a doctor from the hospital saying, yes, we x-rayed the skull and there was serious damage to it. I mean, it would be pretty easy to, you know, to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, wow. Right. I don't know all the details about all that.
I would have loved to have talked to those jurors.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing, too, is it brings up a whole question. Will a jury ever convict a police officer, ever? It seems like, I don't know if it's public school indoctrination or what it is, but it's like it never happens. You know, they always get away with it, seems like.
It's sad.
But
I mean, every now and then a jury will set a victim free. I've seen that happen. We saw it with the Damo and Pete from copblock.org years ago in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where
they were being charged with a bunch of nonsense like wiretapping, and there was a jury that got flipped by one of the jury members who was going for not guilty. The rest of them wanted guilty, and he flipped them all to not guilty and managed to set them free. So I've seen that happen, but even that is incredibly rare. It is very hard to find a jury who's willing to go with jury nullification, who's willing to vote not guilty. Even if they're aware of the concept, it's very, very difficult to do that. And that's even here in New Hampshire, where we have active jury nullification outreach going on a regular basis. The juries are almost constant disappointments. And yeah, I think you're right. In the case of police, you know, it's almost like they can do no wrong.
Right. Well, another thing that I found interesting about this too was that the police chief, I guess, or the captain, or I don't know, somebody who's in charge here in the town actually released a statement even saying that even though he was acquitted of charges, they don't think that he fits our local town's standard for policing.
And finally, now he doesn't fit.
Yeah, I can't believe that. You know, I just can't believe that. I've never heard that happen before. Normally, like I said, good old boy network.
Yeah.
Everybody sticks together, you know, backs up against the wall, facing against the citizens. You know,
anytime some cop gets kind of strung up like this, gets, you know, his name besmirched by somebody else in the department publicly, that almost, I mean, to me, that says this guy, he did something that crossed the chief or crossed, you know, some higher up, crossed somebody in the department, and he's on the bad boy list, he's on the blacklist, and they're just looking for an excuse to get rid of him. It's hard to fire police, so they have to have, like, some kind of excessive cause in order to do that, and now this might have given them the excuse that they need to finally get rid of him. But the worst part is that even a lot of these bad cops who end up getting fired or leaving, the very rare case that they'll get fired or leave a department for some controversy like this, 9 times out of 10, they get hired by some other department in the state. They just get snatched right back up.
Yeah, right down the street, probably, by the guys. I guarantee you, I have this sinking feeling in my gut that he's definitely going to get rehired. If not here, you're right. It'll be someplace else in the state, for sure.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the terrible news. Do you have any comments on dating apps? Because, you know, you host Liberty Lampoon. You guys probably have a few opinions about this.
About dating apps?
Yeah, we're talking about trolling on dating apps. Apparently, the study we're about to get into says that women apparently troll as often as men on the apps.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Of the dating game, I think that my co-host uses Tinder quite often, but he's not really trying to get, you know, a relationship out of that.
Yeah, that's what it seems like people are using Tinder for, is not relationships, is just one night stands or ongoing sexual encounters.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than Craigslist. I don't even know if that's true or not. Just a thought.
Yeah, Craigslist is where you're going to find a prostitute, I would imagine. Whereas Tinder, I don't know. Does that happen as often on Tinder? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know.
All right, man. Hey, what's your website for Liberty Lampoon?
LibertyLampoon.com.
Cool. Folks can check that out. It's one of the newer shows on LRN.FM. It is in our podcast loop. So thanks, Aaron, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You can join us on Skype, as Aaron did. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Just connect to us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, we can fill a whole show with bad cop stuff. It's just, I get so tired of it. I mean, I'm not saying don't call about it. If that's what you want to call about, please. I'm certainly as qualified as anyone else to talk about the subject. I'm longtime supporter of Cop Block from the very beginning.
Certainly becomes a bummer after a while, though. You're just
God.
I know. Yes, there's no surprise. It's just more disappointment.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better. It gets worse. I know. Let me try and be happy for a second, please.
I can empathize with the people who have had these situations because, you know, I've seen bad behavior by police in real life. Thankfully, nothing to this extreme. I've never witnessed a cop, you know, bashing somebody in the head with a shotgun butt. That sounds absolutely horrifying. So thankfully I haven't had to see that in real life, but I've seen enough of these police videos to where it's tiresome. I mean, there's just so many of them out there. If you want to see the latest, just go to copblock.org or photographyisnotacrime.com. You'll find all kinds of bad cop videos out there. And you're right, Cody. It doesn't get any better. It's very rare that what happened in Aaron's case actually happens, where some cop gets fired. Very rare. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about what you want. You can dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. More about online dating trolls here in moments. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Cody.
We've got all kinds of features online that you can enjoy over at freetalklive.com, including like a decade or more of archives. You can watch the live stream on the cam. There are ways to get interactive with other listeners. You go to freetalklive.com and you can do that. You can actually even create the content right there on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based front page, so you can submit whatever, a news story or YouTube video, fun stuff, whatever you want. You think our audience will appreciate, you submit it there to the front page. Others can other listeners can go and vote on the stuff that you've submitted, and you can vote on the things they've submitted. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that allows you to purchase things at places like Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So please take a moment and start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll get back into the dating apps here in a moment. First, we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Dopey is on the line calling from the desert. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dopey. Dopey in the desert. Going once. Dopey in the desert. Going twice. All right. Well, maybe he's
it can't be good Wi-Fi or anything.
In the desert.
Sort of connection in the desert to make a phone call.
We'll see if it gets a clearer connection or something like that. Meanwhile, back to the story here. We didn't get into the real meat from abc.net.au, author Evita March from the Federation University, Australia. They did a study of 357 adults from across Australia with experience on Tinder, specifically Tinder. They completed an online questionnaire that assessed their personality traits and their behavior on the dating app. For example, participants were asked if they had trolled people on the app, sent any shock comments for a laugh, or if they enjoyed griefing other people who accessed the app. These slang words were chosen as they are commonly used in trolling culture. Tinder trolls also had levels of dysfunctional impulsivity, suggesting that their behavior could be difficult to control. So, like, just trolling because it's their nature rather than trolling because they're specifically trying to troll.
Mm.
We found that women and men were equally likely to troll others on the dating app. And this was unexpected, as previous research on trolling has consistently found that men troll more often than women. So we considered the possibility that men were perhaps trolling less frequently on these apps than they normally would, and thus would have lower trolling scores.
I'm not actually terribly surprised by this, though, because in the world of Tinder, the women kind of hold the power as far as the whole dating thing goes.
Because they're the minority number of users of the app? Is that why?
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, as far as I know, it seems like it's more often than not the guy will message the girl, and the girl kind of decides whether or not she thinks he's a creep and is willing to meet up with him. So, and I really think what it is it's just boredom, like, you know. And this happens on a lot of apps.
On the part of the woman, you're saying that they're
Yeah,
bored.
I think they're just bored, and they want to just fool around on their phones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's...
You've got a bunch of desperate guys that you can screw with, right?
Thirsty dudes everywhere. Screw them. They love it. I mean, you see this sort of behavior on Chat Roulette, which is supposed to be this nice little thing where you randomly...
you talk to strangers, right?
Right. Your webcam, you randomly connect with strangers.
Have you done that?
Never done it.
How do you know about it?
Definitely heard of it because too many people would, you know, take out their you-know-what and flop it around.
I heard about it because I saw a video where there was like a YouTube prankster who dressed up as though they were a woman.
Oh, yeah.
On the Chat Roulette, and they would like show parts of their body that weren't obviously male.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, show their butt or whatever, and, you know, do kind of sexy things to turn the person on, basically.
Oh, to trick them.
Then as soon as the dude on the other end whips it out, then, like, they pan up, and it's, like, some dude with a beard, right? And then, so.
That's good.
Kind of funny.
That's good trolling.
Yeah.
See, it's worth it sometimes.
Well, that's hilarious. I mean, is that trolling, or is that just, you know, straight up prank?
Well, what's the difference? I don't really know, yeah.
So, back to the study here. So, previous studies show that men troll more than women on online forums. and gaming, as well as even on Facebook. It's unclear at the moment as to why women are engaging in similar amounts of trolling behaviors as men are on Tinder. One possibility is that women are engaging in higher rates of trolling. For example, on the social media platform Twitter, women are just as likely as men to use derogatory language such as slut or whore. Perhaps Tinder users are viewed as easy trolling targets due to the desperate stigma that some people still associate with online dating. Considering the easy and free access to Tinder, although there is a paid option, Tinder Plus, this would certainly satisfy the dysfunctional impulse of the troll. On contrast to paid sites such as eHarmony, the behavior of trolling can be varied by context, as shown by other internet platforms such as online gaming or Facebook. Some trolls are trolling for the lulls, or laughs. Other trolls have a far more malevolent agenda. Women may be just as likely, or perhaps in some cases even more so, than men to troll, but it depends on the context in which this behavior is being explored. Unfortunately, trolling is a particularly pervasive behavior online, and it seems there are few places to hide. Tinder users should be aware of the potential risks and benefits that this app would offer to the internet troll. So in the quest to find love online and to avoid nasty trolls along the way, you may be better off actually paying for the online dating service, as the financial costs of site membership may deter those impulsive trolls. Like Twitter, hopefully these free dating apps will eventually find a more effective way of weeding out the fake profiles and online nasties so the search for love online can continue unabated.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of touched on this earlier, that you're probably better off, if you're looking for something serious, you're probably better off paying a subscription service to one of these sites, some sort of premium that would weed out the people who aren't taking this as seriously as you are. And if you are serious about finding your soulmate or whatever, maybe $5 a month isn't, like, too big of a thing to ask for.
Certainly not. You know? You're going to spend more than that on whatever date you go on if you go on somebody, you know, out with somebody that you meet.
Exactly.
I was talking with somebody the other night. I don't think you were here for the conversation. It was about online dating systems and Tinder and things like that. And apparently, in addition to trolls, something else that's common, I'm wondering if you experienced this in the a little bit of experience you've had with Tinder, is like bots, or not just bots, but like scams, where like apparently there's people who will make fake profiles and then you'll send them, or they'll like swipe. Is it right? You swipe right if you agree with the person?
I believe so, yeah.
You like the person? So yeah. They'll swipe right on everyone. And then that way, if you swipe right on that person, you make the match. Mm-hmm. And then you contact the person, like, oh, yeah, I don't know if you're real, so I need you to go to my site and pay $35 so I know that you're a real person.
That's what it always is. They're going to link you outside of the site, and I don't know what happens.
Did that happen to you?
No, but I have been on Reddit, the Tinder subreddit, and seen some of the stupid bot behavior, and yes, there is a lot of it out there.
Toll-free number tonight, what's your experience been? You can share that with us here at 855-450-FREE with the online dating apps. Or are you an online dating troll? You want to tell your story? This is Free Talk Live.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food.
We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can catch more of Cody on his show, Off the Air Live, which happens live most every Saturday night. You took last week off because Vincent was out of town.
Yep.
And Vincent will be back supposedly this weekend.
We will be making our return, and I'll try real hard not to fall asleep again.
Yeah, well, you know, just don't start drinking at 2 in the afternoon, and I think you'll be all right.
That's a pretty decent rule.
Because you're going to exhaust you. I mean, you're a heavy kind of hardcore drinker, like, so, I mean, you can pound them down. I think you did, what, a 12-pack the other night?
I didn't even mean to. I drank an entire 12-pack last night.
No, it took you, like, a long time.
Over the span of a few hours.
8 hours or something like that. So, I mean, you are a pro when it comes to downing some alcohol, but, I mean, it's going to take a toll on you over the period of a night. And, you know, I've just seen it happen too many times to where I can tell you, starting too early is not good for a radio show.
Sure isn't.
But Off the Air Live is not your typical kind of radio show. It's a show that appears on LRN.fm. It's not licensed by the FCC, so you guys can say words we can't say here on this show. Every now and then I'll pipe in because sometimes I run the board for you, but for the most part it's
And you're always welcome to. We try and keep it like loose and conversational, right, and you know, whatever comes up comes up.
So you guys have a good time. It's a Saturday night show, so for everybody who's not out and about on Saturday night, you can listen to Off the Air Live. And of course there's a video version of it as well. Offtheairlive.com is where you can go to see some of those. I believe you guys are starting to put up podcasts every now and then.
Yep. Right. And if you can't find the podcast, podcast, we're on YouTube. And the way I kind of feel like it is, you know, if you're at home on a Saturday night, come party with us. Sure, it's through a computer screen, but, you know, if you're having fun, you're having fun.
Not like being alone.
Yeah, almost. Do something to distract yourself from that nihilistic emptiness you feel sometimes.
There you go. Offtheairlive.com as we go to Nathan. You're on Free Talk Live in Texas.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm pretty impressed, Cody. You are based as hell on this Tinder stuff.
Based?
What does that mean? I've been hearing that word a lot lately.
Based in reality. You have a very realistic conception.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Grounded. You're grounded.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we put it into my woo-woo terminology, that makes more sense.
Speaking of grounding, there was a topic on a Fiend show a couple days ago about pirate radio, and I wanted to call
one of my
and
favorite
ask
topics.
What your... So, I guess it was some guy who was, I guess, a former FCC bureaucrat, and he had, like, a web page where he was saying, you got to take this pirate radio channel down. It's violating the rules and stuff. So I Googled a little bit, and I was curious about what it would take to set up a pirate radio station. Apparently, and, you know, this is just my understanding from, like, 10 seconds of Googling, you can do a 100 milliwatt or a 1,000 watt station, and, like, one of them only covers your yard or the tri-yard area, so to speak, and then the other one would cover, like, several miles. But you also have to apply for an FCC license or something. You have to have equipment to warn people if it's, I don't know, about bad weather. It can be several thousand dollars. Is this correct?
So you kind of said a lot of stuff there, and some of it was correct and some of it wasn't. So there's no like 1,000 watt minimum or something like that, or with pirate radio, you're breaking the rules. So pirate radio by its nature is not FCC licensed. It is not, you're not asking for permission. You put on what you want to put on, you find an empty channel, and you just start broadcasting there. The amount of wattage is not a factor. Now, there are what's called Part 15 rules in the FCC rules that do allow you to run a very small wattage AM or FM transmitter, but that's where you're talking about not going further than your own home, basically. It's not going to broadcast.
Yeah, or like those little FM transmitters people get for their cars,
for your car,
so they
can
play the iPod or whatever.
Those are FCC legal because you can't hear them more than, you know, the farther you can throw a stone down the street. So that's, you know, some people will do Part 15 on AM, which gives you a little more wattage that you can use, and ultimately it's not actually even really wattage that is the factor. It's more of like the transmission. There's like some sort of math involved in how far the transmission goes and the antenna height, and it's more complicated than what you've read so far if you want to try to stay legal. But if you're doing Part 15, you're just a hobbyist. You're not doing it to be heard by anybody.
What about the second part? He was saying, you know, you could broadcast up to 2 or 3 miles, but this route, you have to have, like, equipment to warn people about bad weather, and it's, like, several thousand dollars.
That's called a licensed FCC station. If you have a licensed FCC AM or FM radio station, then, yes, you do have to have an EAS system, which is the emergency alert system. Cody, you and I are both familiar with this, having worked at licensed radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically a box that sits in a rack that receives signals from some other station when there's an emergency, and then it cuts in over top of whatever it is you're transmitting. You can have your mic on, you can be talking on the air, and this thing will just cut right in, and it plays the annoying tones, and then it relays whatever.
We all know what that sounds like.
And that's what that is. So that's one of the myriad of requirements that the FCC puts on licensed radio stations. Pirate radio does not have any requirements because it's not licensed by the FCC, and it could result in the FCC and police agencies raiding your house. So there are some risks involved in running a pirate radio station, especially if you're in Florida or New York State, where both of those states have actually passed laws making it a misdemeanor to operate a pirate radio station, whereas in most states it's just a violation of the FCC's regulations, which arguably the FCC would have a very tough time enforcing if somebody decided they didn't want to pay the $10,000 fine that they might issue you for doing that. So if you want to learn more about pirate radio, there are plenty of great resources online. I actually made a page on LRN.FM about this. It goes through very detailed specifics as far as, like, what kind of equipment you can get, the different price ranges for what you can get. You know, so there's like cheap Chinese transmitters you can get for a couple $100 that include a cheap antenna. And then there's, if you've got some money and you want to spend a couple grand on a decent transmitter, you know, like a professional broadcast quality transmitter, you can do that too. So basically as much money as you want to throw at it, you can. Just keep in mind, you know, if you keep operating, even when the FCC threatens you, because eventually if somebody rats you out to the FCC, which will usually be the broadcast licenses in your town, the people who've paid the FCC for their licenses, they're the ones who are most likely to turn you in. When the FCC comes a knocking, if you keep broadcasting after they've told you to stop, that's when you're starting to flirt with the possibility of a raid.
So they at least give you a sort of fair warning.
They do give you a heads up.
Like, hey, cut it out or bad stuff's going to happen.
Most of the time. I did hear from one guy who is an engineer, claimed to be a radio engineer, who posted on the old Free Talk Live forum, the old BBS that we had years ago. The post is probably still there. Who claimed that he was raided first thing, that they never sent a warning letter to him, that he was raided with no warning. And I've never heard that claim before or since.
Does his first name start with a D?
I don't recall.
I didn't want to say it out loud, but yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not, but on the Freedom Fiends, I think Michael was saying that if they can't see the antenna or something, then it's harder to file a report. I don't know if that's true, but that was suggested on the show.
It'll make it harder for them to identify the location of the transmitter, but they can still triangulate your position pretty easily. And they can find they can find you that way. If you're if you're broadcasting from a piece of property that they can't easily see from the road, that would be one way to kind of keep them away, because it's not as likely they're going to be prowling around 100 acres or something like that to try to find a transmitter. So if you're in an urban area, then there's also a chance that your neighbors are going to rat you out because they might be getting interference from the transmitter. So there's a lot of things that you need to take into account if you want to be a good neighbor on the radio band. You don't want to interfere with your neighbor's television set. You don't want to interfere with existing radio stations. There are certain things you can do to kind of keep your station out there for a while. And there's actually a pirate station in Austin, Texas that's been on the air for like more than a decade.
Wow.
And they're really something to look into. They've done an amazing job. Nathan, thanks for the call. More coming up on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives.
Made in America.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remain here. There's enough time for you if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
And of course, if you support Free Talk Live, you like the work that we do here, and you like lrn.fm because the AMP program also supports LRN. We don't talk as much about that on Free Talk Live, but it does. It's just this whole package of liberty-oriented audio that we put out there for people to consume, because not everybody's into Free Talk Live. Some people are more into Cody's show, Off the Air Live, or other shows. We've got like dozens of shows over at LRN.fm.
Plenty of options.
Right. And so that was kind of one of the ideas of when I created LRN. Mark was like, why are you promoting our competition? I said, well, because not everybody wants to listen to our show, let's be honest. I mean, we're not right for everybody, and that's okay. So having a way for people to discover new programs that, you know, have a liberty-oriented viewpoint but they've never heard of before, that was one of my motivations for creating LRN, beyond just to have an actual, like, principled, or as principled as possible, liberty network. Because there's kook conspiracy networks out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of those. And there are a couple of, like, liberty networks, but they don't really have listeners. So
yeah, and they're not nearly as up to par with quality as far as, I mean, just level one, just the audio quality, but also, yeah. I mean, you've got the time clocks that are, you know, that you would see on a regular radio station. You know,
there's
a schedule, you kind of know what to expect.
In theory, a regular radio station could pick up some of the shows on LRN.fm, the clean ones. There are some ones that are not clean, very explicit, like Off the Air Live. Ernie Hancock's show, for instance, I mean, he does a clean, like, for radio, broadcast radio kind of show.
Yeah, and same thing with The Fiends. I mean, most radio networks, you know, they have the 6 minutes top-of-the-hour news, and then, you know...
That's right, and we've got that.
6 minutes and 10 seconds, that's when it cuts into the feed, and, you know, the time clock works out with that. So that's something
It's more professional.
Very professional. It's something that's kind of missing from all the other networks.
The Liberty networks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you support the AMP program, you are also supporting LRN.fm. You know, it It's not free to put this stuff out there. It costs money, for instance, to get up on the satellite, where unfortunately we actually had a satellite outage today due to the terrible winter storm that happened in the Northeast. But I'm told that we are back on now. So anyway, if you want to learn more, like I was talking with Nathan, that we have information about how to run your own radio station without asking the government's permission, there's a very detailed page about that. Just go to LRN.FM, or actually go to, I think broadcast.lrn.fm will take you to a page that will ask you, do you want to start your own radio station, or do you already have a station and you're looking for programming? Because we can help you with both.
And if you're afraid to carry explicit programming, yep, you can pick and choose, you know, kind of cherry pick the programs you want to pick up on your
That takes a little
decision.
Bit more work, but right. yes, that is possible. That would require like some level of automation for your radio station of being able to kind of switch between one source or another, and that gets into another level of programming, but it's possible to do that. So anyway, go check that out at broadcast.lrn.fm, and if you want to get behind Free Talk Live and LRN and help in our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible, then you can do it for $5 a month with the AMP program. You can sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us market Free Talk Live and get on more new radio stations around the country. I'm very excited. I should mention, very excited to be on in Eureka, California now on weekdays. So Eureka, our station there, KGOE, we have been on that station for quite a while. In fact, I should pull up our affiliates list and see how long. They're one of our longest running affiliates. I think they're our longest running progressive talk affiliate.
Interesting.
We've got 160 radio stations right now that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. KGOE in Eureka, California has been on since 2007, so about a decade they've been airing the show on weekends. They've had our live Saturday show on for a long time, and unfortunately, Alan Combs passed away recently.
Yeah, that did bum me out. I used to enjoy his radio show.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what you think about his politics, the guy was a good radio
guy.
Host.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I only saw him in real life at the talkers conventions that I go to once a year, and he seemed like a nice guy. That's all I can say about him. You know, I don't know him I did not know him personally, but he did pass away recently, unexpectedly, and he was young. He was like 66. I mean, that's young for somebody to die.
Oh, yeah, he was very young.
And so he was one of the few progressive talk show hosts left in syndication, because progressive talk just, for the most part, hasn't really worked out on national radio.
Yeah, and there was Air America, which lasted...
Which bombed. 2 years.
3 years. They went bankrupt, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they bombed big time. And then there's a few like individual shows that are still being produced, like the Tom Hartman Show and Stephanie Miller, but there's no more than a handful. And so it's getting harder and harder to program a progressive talk station. So some of them have just decided to call it quits. They're just, we're going to music. You know, we're not playing progressive talk anymore.
Yeah.
But KGOE's still going at it. They still got progressive talk on the air, and they've chosen to put Free Talk Live on an afternoon drive. So
awesome.
You know what? I just realized that they're not carrying the third hour of the show, so welcoming them at this point doesn't make much sense. But they're taking 2 hours of the show, and you know, we've been on the station for years, so it's cool to you know, to be on both types of talk stations. Free Talk Live is one of the only shows in the business that can actually kind of straddle into both worlds, where we got one leg over in the conservative talk stations and then one over in the progressive talk. So
yeah, you're not going to see Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity on any of these progressive talkers, that's for sure.
Which is cool because it expands our purview as far as the kind of phone calls that we can get. We'll talk to anybody here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to join us, you can do that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But I give that as an example of how the AMP program helps us continue to expand Free Talk Live, continue to reach new ears with the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too. So just go and get signed up with any major credit card or Bitcoin or PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com and get the perks like the access to the AMP-only Facebook group and call-in lines and AMP-only podcasts at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to give Dopey one more try. The board ops told me that he is there at this point. Dopey, are you with us?
What's up, Cody?
Hey, Dopey.
Yeah,
what's up?
Best call ever. That's something that somebody who sleeps with somebody said when I last called in after dark to your show, speaking of being entertaining, but there's no lie that's so mendacious that
I like that you picked Dopey as your name. That's very fitting for you.
Anyway, really,
yeah.
I happen to think that of you. Seriously.
Oh, really?
My
poor broken little heart.
Earlier in the show, you said that the internet, the truth pretty much comes free through the internet now and all that technology, right?
Yeah.
Cody, and it's 17 years almost since 9/11, and kook shows like Alex Jones, that you've obviously overdosed a lot on, and Ernie Hancock have yet to put out the truth, because 9/11 wasn't an inside job. It was actually an atrocity committed by 19 true believers. But I just want to ask you about, speaking of
why can't we just agree to disagree
names
on that one? Why are you the one with the absolute facts on the situation?
Yeah, how do we know that that's the truth?
Bush isn't Hitler, and they didn't take down the towers.
Obviously, the only person who's Hitler is Hitler. What does that even mean?
What does that have to do with 9/11?
Let me answer the question, Cody, as fast as I can, given the show is almost over, Cody. It's not true that people that weren't Islamists took down the towers to start wars for oil, like you believe. That's not true. That's an outrageous besmirching of good people and our great country that it is. And it's not right. But again,
have you always been this patriotic? That was a gross string of words that just came out of your mouth there.
You believe things that aren't true because you've done too many drugs and you drink way too much. But speaking of besmirching people's good name, I know, I care about the truth. A drug addict.
You know a thing or two about drinking
like
too much,
don't.
Right?
Hey, by the way, I don't have three UIs or whatever they call them that you dispersed my
who
name
cares,
on
dude?
Public airwaves.
We didn't bring
I
that
do.
Up.
You
we
lied
didn't bring
of,
that
no,
up.
You
have
did.
A nice day. All right, so dude just is obsessed with like so many old calls that he's made. He's got like a catalog.
Yeah. Well, he always likes hitting me with the 9/11 stuff for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, he'll do it to Jay Noon in here,
which
too.
I don't understand because I never bring it up.
Right.
I really don't. There are people out there that will obsess over 9/11. I'm like, I've seen the documentaries. I've been convinced. I don't bring it up all the time. It's not a fun topic for me.
It doesn't go anywhere.
No.
You know, who cares? At this point, it's over. And, you know, whether or not the government did it, I don't know what the truth is. That's my position. Yeah. I have no idea what the truth is about 9/11. But regardless of who's behind it, we know that the results are the government got bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive than they ever have.
Sure have.
Hey, check out more Cody, offyourlife.com. That's his show. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.